This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A powerless ship took down a U.S. City of Baltimore, Maryland bridge on Tuesday with all six missing, presumed dead, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The Key Bridge was used by 12 million vehicles last year. The crew of the dolly issued a mayday call moments before the crash. Shipping expert Captain Michael Burns Jr. says the loss of power experienced by the ship could have crippled multiple functions, including steering.
There really is a few things that are scarier than a loss of power in restricted waters.
According to the shipping information system Equisys, inspectors found a problem with the dolly's machinery in June, but a more recent examination did not identify any deficiencies. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller rejected on Tuesday Israel's statement, the United Nations resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has hindered hostage talks.
And that statement is inaccurate in almost every respect, and it is unfair to the hostages and their families.
Miller told reporters the Palestinian militant group Hamas's response to the hostage release proposal was prepared before Monday's UN Security Council vote, not after, and said the U.S. would continue to work to bring the hostages home. Israel's relations with the U.S. have been strained by Washington's decisions not to veto the resolution. The United States said Tuesday it would continue airdrops of aid to besieged Gaza despite pleas from Hamas to stop the practice after it said 18 people had died trying to reach food packages. U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas demanded its enemy Israel instead allow more aid trucks to enter the war-torn territory.